The Lone Bellow live on WNKU. Man, you guys leave it all on the stage, don't you? Man, that's amazing. The Lone Bellow, and it's just so funny because you guys have sold, this was a couple weeks ago. It was at 30,000, over 30,000. I think it's around 40,000 records sold, which that's like the new gold record. I mean, nobody sells 40,000 records anymore. So you guys are on your way up, and it just reminds me like the Civil Wars and Lumineers and Mumford and the way they've all taken off, and you guys are well on your way. And I guess Charlie Peacock produced your record, right?
Yeah.
Civil Wars, from Civil Wars. So. So there is a little bit of a relation there, I guess.
Yeah.
Tell us the story. It's Kaneen's, Zach, and Brian here. And did you guys, someone called it Brooklyn Country yesterday that I was talking to. And that's kind of the new thing too, I guess, isn't it? Are you not from Brooklyn, though? Are you guys from Brooklyn? Or?
No, Brian and I are from Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm Zach. I'm from Ackworth.
I'm from Sandersville, Georgia.
Okay.
And I'm from Fredericksburg, Virginia.
Oh, wow. So all Southerners.
Mm-hmm.
How'd you all end up in Brooklyn?
Well, Brian and I have been old friends for a long time, but there's a group of buddies of mine that we all moved up there together out of this kind of tragic time that our group of friends went through when my wife fell off a horse and had an accident.
Oh, man.
Was a broken neck and was a quadriplegic, and we lived in this hospital, and it was this thing where it's like, if some miracle happens and Stacy ever gets better, let's all move to New York together and just live close together.
Mm-hmm.
Just do life together. And we were blessed, and she miraculously was healed completely. And
wow.
But those friends that lived with me in the waiting room weeks at a time, we all came up with that dream of let's move to New York together. So that was like 9 years ago that she had her accident. So we've been in New York for the past like 7 or 8 years. And like one of those guys is Kaneen's older brother. So me and Kaneen met when we sang in his wedding.
Mm-hmm.
We sang Oh Happy Day together, but Kaneen was living in Beijing. And
yeah, and what's the story? You were in China,
yeah.
Kaneen, and then you hook up with these guys in Brooklyn? Is that how
it
worked?
Yeah, I mean, I had... I'd been doing music since, I don't know, I was a kid, and then studied Chinese in school and moved to China right after I graduated, and then came home for my brother's wedding and sang with Zach, and then he emailed me right after and was like, hey, you want to sing with me? I was like, man, I live in China.
Right.
I was like, oh, never mind.
And what were you doing in China?
You know what?
It's or can you tell us?
Oh, I can absolutely tell you.
Okay.
I worked, did a lot of odd jobs. My husband and I co-hosted an open mic night at an expat bar.
Okay.
So I did a lot of performing and did a lot of like embarrassing gigs at like golf courses and things like that. Just being like, we're foreign. Crazy,
in China.
So crazy. But the way I earned money is I worked at Beijing University, had this press, and they produced thousands of textbooks. And they needed, they didn't hire native English speakers to write them, so they were horribly written. But they wanted a native English speaker to read them for the CD you get in the back for pronunciation.
Okay.
So that's what I did. I was a English
pronunciator. Are you fluent in Chinese? I'm guessing
I'm not. I mean, I would never say completely fluent, because that's just...
And what kind of Chinese? There's several different styles.
It's Mandarin.
It's Mandarin.
But
okay.
I can get around.
Okay.
If you ever need a tour guide, I will be more than happy to oblige.
You can translate at the emergency room or
exactly.
something if needed. Okay. Well, that's good to know. We'll call Kaneen if we need some Mandarin spoken. It is the Lone Bellow in the studio, just on a red hot ride right now. We're really excited for you. In fact, a lot of people have called and said, man, they're playing this place Mayday tonight. You know, and comparing it to when the Alabama Shakes played here at a place called Motor Pub. So. Yeah, it's you're on your way.
Oh, man.
It's exciting.
Yeah, we're honored to be here.
It is the Lone Bellow. You guys want to go to another one here?
Yeah. Sure. This is a song called You Don't Love Me Like You Used To.
Just a spirit haunting my bedroom. House I built for you feels like a tomb. You don't love me like you used to.
waited at the bus stop, flowers in hand, a yellow tulip for each hour we'd spend.
My papa now, my broken heart, an empty hands that always wanted just to hold you close. I buried in the pockets of my coat, along with all the notes I wrote. If I'd have thought you'd be here,
but you don't love me like you used to. You don't hear me when I'm talking to you. Just an old book you just breeze on through. You don't love me like you used to.
I come on and the table set just right, and watch yourself, don't fill my appetite. And know for sure your kitchen's closing early every night.
Say I wish that you would
go away
and find another soul to
suffocate.
Say I love you so, but you should know I can't go on this way.
I can't go on this way. I can't go on this way. I can't go on this way. Cause you don't love me like you used to. Just a spirit haunting my bedroom. House I built for you feels like a tomb. You don't love me like you. You don't love me like you used to. You don't hear me when I'm talking to you. Just an old book you just breeze on through. You don't love me like you used to. You don't love me. You don't love me. You don't love me like you too.
Wow, the Lone Bellow live in the studio. That's just three of them, Zach, Kinnean, and Brian, getting it done. How long have you guys been together as this trio here?
About 3 years. And okay. We made the record about 2.5 years ago.
Oh, it's that old. Wow. Mm-hmm. So you getting tired of playing all that stuff already, or are you ready to play some new stuff?
We finally are able to play it outside of New York City.
Right.
So like say, take tonight. We've never played Cincinnati before.
Mm-hmm. Have you guys ever been here before?
I have.
Okay.
I've been here.
I think maybe once. But, I mean, Brian and I just quit our day jobs.
Yeah, we're kind of living in that reality. Because
really?
We sold all these records, but we're just like happy to not be in a soda fountain where she was and a diner where I was.
In Brooklyn.
Waiting to see what was going to happen when we were like taking our time to put our team together and everything.
That's exciting, man.
We all had our own things, but when it came together, it was we realized it was something pretty special. So we put like 8 people on a small stage over and over and over again, and pretty much that's how we figured out how to play the songs together and did the record the same way, like in the music hall that we started playing in.
And right. Rockwood Music Hall.
Well, I don't think you're going to have day jobs anytime soon. So that's the cool part.
Good. That's comforting. Thank you.
I'm serious. I mean, when I first heard the record, I was like, man, this is really good. And then to see you guys in here, I really get it. And then you have like Ivan and Alyosha, who were just in, who are awesome. And they said, we hate going after following the Lone Bellow every night. and they're really good. So
they're not going to hate tonight because we got a little trick up our sleeve for the last song.
Yeah, it's going to be
a
trick.
Is that that's not the what the pinata? That's not the thing we're talking about. Okay, well we won't mention it then. We'll just say you're headed to Party Source after this.
In
Bellevue there, so they'll be heading down there. If you're listening at Party Source, look for the Lone Bellow to buy some party supplies for tonight. A free show and something else, a free show at May Day tonight, which is really cool. It'll be cool to see you guys in a place like that, and probably you'll be playing a lot bigger places after that. So that's the plan. But yeah, to have sold 40,000-ish records already and just just like 10 weeks. It's just unheard of, and we're excited for you guys. And it's always cool when, you know, we can, a band we played first is doing that. And, you know, we're not all about the top 40 hits here. We like bands that have careers, and you guys are going to have a nice long one, I think. So
Thank you so much.
We're so grateful.
Sure, man. It's The Lone Bellow. TheLoneBellow.com is the place to check them out. And if you guys want to take us out with one, that would be great. A free show tonight at Mayday.
It's a song called Teach Me to Know.
Carried promise of the old one. You're the same but somehow different. Bear the burdens of the line. Get raised in and you'll never see it coming. Seems like every other morning, like a secret you can't tell. And you get carried away, carried away, carried away, carried away, carried away, carried away, carried away. Out there, thousand years into the future, almost nothing ever seems sure. Things so rarely stay the same. But right here in these burning simple seconds, living out all your best guess, someone's calling out your name, and you get carried away, 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 carried. Carried, teach me to know my number of days. Hold out my heart from getting carried. Teach me to know my number of days. Hold out my heart from getting carried. Yeah. Teach me to know my number of days. Hold out. Carried, carried away, 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 carried away.
The Lone Bellow on WNKU. Wow, man. I can't wait to see this tonight. Mayday, free show with Ivan and Alyosha and a couple of other openers. I had it here earlier. What's the other band? The Twin Forks. They're out with you guys. And then a band called the Mitchells that they'll be playing tonight. So there's four. And, yeah, it looks like you guys go on second to last. And then Ivan and Alyosha, who they said they hate following you. They said it's not easy. But I don't see any day jobs in your future. So I think you're going to be just fine. And that mandolin, I want to ask you, Kaneen, that's definitely not a new one, is it?
No, it's got it from some goober on Craigslist. But it's a 20, 22.
1922, and the Gibson mandolin. And yeah, they were known for those back in the day, and still are. But thanks for coming by, you guys. That was great.
Thank you so much.
You're on a wild ride, and we're going to be right there with you. So safe travels, and check them out online, thelonebellow.com. And tonight, free show at Mayday on Spring Grove Avenue over there in Northside. So thank you, guys.
All right, thank you.